mine's the Kirby theme. So anytime I kill anybody in the Kirby theme place, it's absolutely fantastic. It annoys the fuck out of people. I get whispers all the time. Like, fuck your theme! It's so loud! I'm like, it's hilarious.
Bastards.
That's a good way to start a show.
But I am connected to the internet.
Shut up, bitch.
Yep.
Oh, wait.
Back in my day, games had one button. None of this 18 freaking buttons.
I thought they had two.
No, one. One mother.
Rob's controller was broken.
Button.
Just like it always.
Oh, he had Larry's Atari controller.
And one big stick. And speaking of big sticks, it's Guys, Games, and Beer! Today it's all things Atari.
Oh, God.
The geezers are going to have fun.
Yeah, you guys are.
I'll just be over here drinking my beer.
Oh, really?
And we're going to start with the Atari 2600.
Like, you've never been exposed to anything Atari.
And we're going to do something.
Back when an American company owned the market.
Damn straight.
Yes.
An American company with a Japanese name. Wait.
Oh. Like Nintendo. Oh, wait.
No.
No.
Sony. Samsung? No.
Microsoft?
Not so much.
But back to an American company.
Yeah. When men were men and sheep were nervous.
And women were men.
And women were sometimes men, too. But that's still true.
It was the 80s. Offline gender bender. Yeah.
So, here it is.
Grid.
And what is that, Rob?
This is the Atari 2600 joystick. The one that you probably knew.
And literally started it all.
Yeah. And we're going to do something different. Guys, Games, everybody sees the Woody. Everybody sees the Darth Vader. We're going to show you the Atari.
Nobody's here.
God dang.
Really?
Really?
Middle of the show. Middle of the show, and he's going to come up
Never
to the door.
Never fails.
Right.
You keep going.
Must be Ben.
Forward to the show.
Wait. I spy Ben.
By the way.
No, it's Ben and Alec.
Yay! It's Ben and Alex.
It's late o'clock.
They recently got married.
Aww.
They're the cutest couple.
They are a cute couple.
Well, I mean, that's the only way they'd have the last name.
That's right.
That's right. That way they get to keep the last name. So.
That's right.
Where are we, Rob? Before we read
Hi, camera.
Ben's
Atari 2600. One button, one stick. Oh, man. We'll show you a couple other devices. This is the Atari 2600 Junior. You see this one actually pretty often.
I know you do, actually. And they're still relatively available at most gaming stores. So
among the last
like
ones.
Yes.
Did you really say that?
Yes. This
Can
is
we
the
play
PS1.
Crash Bandicoot then?
No!
On the Atari 2600 Junior?
No!
Yeah.
I used a simile.
That was a simile. So, continue, though.
So, this is it. It's an ugly little spud. No, actually, it's pretty nice.
No, in all honesty, it was a good way to keep the market going for a little bit longer on the 2600.
Yeah, and, you know, it's cheap to produce.
Yes.
Nice. So, we're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but this is something that is unusual. You don't see a lot of these. This is actually my first Atari. It's not the exact one. It's the same model, however. This is a Sears Video Arcade 2. This was originally released in Japan. And the difference between this and a standard Atari that you see real often is, if you look at the front, four joystick ports. Also, the sucker lit up, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
In the 80s?
Yeah.
It lit,
lit stuff. Yeah, you didn't have...
Oh, no,
you didn't,
on it.
No, you really... Most systems didn't, yep.
You
didn't do that.
Bulbs.
Right.
To be fair, you don't really see stuff that
The 2600 did not have four
No, it did not. It split
two
for four players.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm about to get into. Larry.
And to be fair, you don't really see a lot of...
Jump the gun.
Right.
Okay.
The reason why this had four ports is because of the game stick was different. This is actually a prototype of a controller I'm going to show you in later on. This is the Arcade 2 game stick. It's painful to use. It's a little bit squeaky. But the thing that's pretty cool about it is the panel is built in.
Right.
And you twist it right and left. And because of that, because they had four-player games for the panel, you had to have four of these suckers.
And it only came with two.
And it only
Don't
came with two.
Me.
So you had to buy two more
Don't
right off the
me.
Bat.
And you had to swallow two
help
more if you wanted to play four players. Yeah. So that's pretty crazy.
You
made me crash into a car.
Favorite Atari 2600 game.
Keep it down! Children, we're doing a show. No, we're not. He's playing with my computer.
2600?
These are our decent
I've got
the auction going. Don't screw with the auction.
I'm not touching your computer, man. Not touching your stuff.
Atari 2600 game. Favorite.
I always screw this up. I know what it is.
Whoa! Now, how could you screw it up? It's your
Megalomania.
It's your
right,
I mean,
Megalomania.
Great one.
That's my favorite.
In fact, mine's not. My favorite game's kind of a hack of that game. So
you know, it was one of the. I think it changed enough between each consecutive levels. I think it had 6 different levels, something close to that. Where
it felt like 100, though, didn't it?
Yeah, and you would repeat once you went through the cycle
in a different color.
In a different color and faster.
Yes,
but it was there was enough of them that cycling back, it just never seemed to get boring.
Yeah, it never did. That was a good game, and it had that. And plus, it kind of looked like the Enterprise a little bit.
And they attacked you different, and there was like different angles that things come at you and stuff. You know, the ones went back and forth, and the other ones were just on top. And it was just, it had a lot of variety for games at the time that didn't necessarily have a lot of variety.
Yeah, there's a lot of doing the same thing. Doing? Any other Atari 2600 favorites?
Outlaw.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's a good game. That was pure pwnage, man.
So good.
You just locked the other
better than Hail. Yeah, E.T.
Nope, you respawned.
I played that game a lot.
Oh,
because everybody got it for Christmas that year.
Demon Attack.
Yeah, great game.
That's a good game.
That was a great game.
Makes the onions rage quit, too.
Yeah, it was great. You got Brian to rage quit Demon Attack.
He just couldn't get past the lasers. I don't.
That probably wouldn't be that hard.
Shut him out of the way.
And then Tom has this vibrator here. What is this thing? I've seen this before, but had one of these before. But
it's a 10-in-1. So because the Atari was so iconic, TV games made this little cute thing. So basically, it's just the Atari joystick with 10 games built into it.
How cute! What are the 10 games? I'm just messing with you. What's your favorite of the 10 games?
It's 9 copies of Pole Position.
You know! Demon Attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Demon Attack. Yars Revenge on there?
Yars Revenge is on there. Yars Revenge is extremely good, actually.
It's one of the best.
It really is. I think it's one of the top 10 Atari games.
Vanguard was pretty good, too. Then the multi-directional shooting.
That was a good game.
I really love the part where Yar says, No, I've hurt you, and I just want to keep on
wrong yard.
Hurting.
Wrong yard. Not that yard.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
Nice.
So the captain doesn't yell.
No. See, now you just ruined it for everybody who hadn't seen that episode.
Yeah. Sorry about that one guy out there who hasn't seen that episode.
So. But, yeah, so again, really a nice piece of kit. See? You ruined for Ben!
Now, these don't actually, the original controllers were somewhat dysfunctional. This, actually, they redesigned the inside.
Yeah, this is actually, the original 2600 controller is a piece of polyethylene up inside of this plastic, basically rubber jacket over it. And
a rubber jacket.
It has basically four little buttons in here that are microscopes, and they're the button type PC board buttons.
And they're taped on there.
That's correct. Yeah, literally with like almost adhesive tape. And what would happen is because if you use a little bit of force on here, the ring around here that pushes the buttons breaks, and it breaks right between each one of those, and all of a sudden One Direction stops working. They literally would sell...
You know, One Direction, that shitty band.
Yeah.
Well, like they ever worked.
That's true.
All right.
You know how much hair product they go through? That's a lot of work.
Okay, well, maybe that is. But, so, they literally, you still can, if you go on like Amazon to this day, you can buy just the inside column for these to repair your old Atari joystick.
And also because of that and the mass production of the Atari 2600, you could still get these in a box all the freaking time.
Oh, God. Awesome.
They needed to replace them constantly.
But they did do a nice job redesigning the joystick, making a fairly robust little unit that basically, nice way, just hook it to your monitor, hook it to your TV, and you can just goof around.
Right.
But
it's emulated, really.
Yeah, it is emulated. This is not
genuine
hardware.
In this particular case, right?
This one's an emulated.
Now, the bigger ones were not emulated. They actually just had a chip on it. Is that correct?
It depends on which one. Yeah. The PlayChoice 4 is the one you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
PlayChoice 4? Yeah, I think it's called PlayChoice 4.
It actually can pin up to a cartridge.
Correct. That is actually a single chip Atari 2600 inside of a new case.
Yeah.
Awesome. And yes, and the cool part was is they've already hacked that, and you can actually put your own Atari cartridge on it and start playing original Atari cartridges.
What do you mean the flashback?
Flashback. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yes. So the flashback is the one I'm thinking of, and it was great that they did that. That's a cool hack. That is a very cool hack. So, and along with 2600 hacks. You can there's a whole bunch of hacks as far as pausing it. You can do video out.
Yeah, and you can wire that right up. It's easy enough.
And really, about $2 for the parts, and you can actually set it to do composite out on your either on your Darth Vader or on your Woody. So,
oh, sorry. What?
What?
You said Woody again.
I said Darth Vader and Woody.
Yeah, I know. Darth Vader, Woody. Sorry. And we're all talking in the wrong direction too. Sorry about that.
I'm not gonna break it. All
right. So,
calm your memory.
That thought sound was excellent.
Calm your tits.
It is. That's what. So,
camera.
Turn to the camera. So, but this is the coolest thing yet. This is called the Harmony cartridge for the Atari 2600. And what this is it allows you to use an SD card, load your bin images onto a single SD card, and play them all without ever taking the cartridge in or out.
Which is dead and sexy.
It is dead sexy. And here, well, if you own all the cartridges, it's not a problem. And the. It works like this. Who cares? I own all the cartridges. Every Atari cartridge ever made.
5,000.
All 5,000 of them.
You know,
even Custer's Revenge, okay?
Twice. Two copies.
I bought two copies of that.
Just to be sure.
Again, the cool part about this thing is it saves a lot of wear and tear on your original Atari hardware. So you're not popping cartridges in and out, so there's no wear on the cartridge slot, which is what is one of the, like all systems, one of the things you worry about when you're not emulating, when you're using genuine hardware. Things you're going to break joysticks, you're going to break joystick ports, you're going to break cartridge ports. And that eliminates that issue, and...
Then you don't have to blow on it.
You don't have to have all the cartridges when you go out to your bud's house. You bring the one cartridge, you bring your system, and you're good to go. It's extra cool hardware.
Does it play 7800 games?
No, there is a small issue. It only plays 2600 games. It is a 2600 emulator.
It will play 2600 in your 7800. It just won't play.
Right, it won't play 7800.
Right, you can use it on your 7800 as a 2600.
There's been rumors of a 7800 version, but we haven't seen it yet.
No, they won't do that.
All right.
Because the 7800 is like massively popular right now with retro collectors.
Yeah, it is.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Retro lectors.
All right. The next thing I'm going to talk about is possibly the worst freaking console of all time.
This pretty much was.
Go ahead.
Raise it up, box. Raise it up, box.
Let me out.
There it is. That is the Atari 5200.
Oh, God.
I will not call it the Super System. It is not a Super System.
No, they call it a Super System because it was super
late. Super baked.
And super bad. And super
bad. Let's take this out of the box.
Oh, shall we?
Oh, my. Yes.
Unboxing.
Did you break the seal? Oh,
this
no.
is a G2B first.
What the hell?
No, seriously. Look at this.
That actually was mostly console, ladies and gentlemen.
He
already broke it.
Look at the size of this thing.
Oh, it was born broken.
Yeah, I was going to say, a case.
Size does matter in this case.
It matters in every case. They just lie to you folks. Okay, this is the Atari 5200. The innards of the Atari 5200 are very similar to the Atari 400, which was the computer they were running at the time. So
barely,
its performance,
they didn't want to redesign the board, so they just made a big case.
They're cheap buggers, yeah. So the case is so big, you can hide the controllers in here. And the real problem with the 7800...
Hey, it looks like an Xbox One.
Yeah, it's bigger. It's actually bigger.
Well, of course it is, but I was making the joke.
But this did have some things about it that are redeemable. Like, number one... it was the first time you had an automated switch.
Am I going to have to have a birthday?
Yes, which is a nice...
Right, where it would automatically switch from TV to video game system when you turned on the system.
Okay,
that's
so
a very advanced...
How many years before the NES was this?
This is 1982, I believe.
Was it 82?
It was... This was built to compete with the ColecoVision and the Intellivision.
So... Yeah, because that is a long way before the auto switches became normal.
And back on the couch, they actually hear you louder than they hear me because we're using the shotgun.
Oh, you just heard my awesome belt.
Yes,
right?
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to put it on a loop.
What?
Drunk babysitter return.
Yes, do it.
That is going to be awesome.
Yeah, dude. Make it background noise in the dolphin song.
Oh my gosh.
I should tack that into it.
Yes! Dolphin remix!
Alright, back on the stinking topic. Okay, it held the controllers in the console much like an Intellivision did. And it was meant to do combat with those machines. This thing's horrible.
Yeah, you guys,
I believe that.
Yeah, it was 82. It was 82 on the release date.
Look at that. I know my crap sometimes. Seldom. All right. Thank you, Ben. See, look at how good Ben is.
Ben's like a
He's
holder.
A good Ben White. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the real problem with the Atari 5200.
Button. Who's got the button?
He just likes saying butt. The Atari 5200 had one serious problem with it, and it was this controller. Number one, it looks all right, actually, and it feels okay in the hand, but it doesn't self-center, which made almost every game that came out for it, which were arcade games, damn near impossible to play. And I have played the three games.
Kangaroo.
Yes.
Now, it rotates.
Kangaroo is a bastard.
Now, the joystick rotates. Does that do anything?
Yeah, it'll work as a paddle.
Whoa.
Which is pretty cool. Frogger is a disaster. You have to hold the button, press the direction you're going, and then let go of the button to jump. Seriously.
How do I order pizza on it?
Looks good, though. Good looking game.
Do you have any of the overlays?
Yeah.
I've
got Pac-Man's overlay.
There's other controllers you can get for this, right? Rob, I had an extremely important and topical question. How did nerds complain about the Atari 5200 without the internet?
Smoke signals.
You
go to the video game store and complain to whoever was working behind the fucking counter. What a piece of shit!
And then you write into the magazine, mm-hmm. and you look like a total psycho because they edit your freaking letter to make you look as crazy as possible about it.
Man.
But yeah, and the cartridges were huge. They're no Neo Geo cartridges, mind you, but they're big. I mean, they're big.
Holy crap! Those are big. I forgot how big those were.
Yeah. Kangaroo is okay, by the way.
It's for all the space that's on.
God,
I have a hard time. I have a very hard time keeping this one running more than 20 minutes. It just doesn't.
There's not any other controllers for that system?
There's not any other controllers?
Yeah, you can replace them with aftermarket controllers that...
Okay, because I remember playing 52 as something else.
Yeah, and you would definitely want to play this with anything other than this controller. Yeah.
Now, were they producing the third-party controllers like at the same time?
Yeah, fortunately. Fortunately, they were, and that's what most people would do. Unfortunately, a lot of kids got this thing for Christmas because, you know, it was like that year, and they were very disappointed on Christmas morning after they plugged it in.
Like Xbox One users.
You're not beating me, mister.
But here comes the same another issue with the 5200. It could play it. You could play the 2600 cartridge on it, correct?
Huh?
Play the 2600.
No, it doesn't. It's not backwards.
The 7800 did, but now
we're almost there.
So it is an Xbox One.
Not backwards compatible.
It is an Xbox. It's the size.
It kind of looks like one, too.
It kind of looks like a VCR.
No, actually, you know, I'm thinking...
I mean, Xbox One.
You know, Sony's kind of taking aesthetic.
It
actually...
Yeah, they're kind of taking like aesthetic.
It does kind of look like a big PS4.
You know, I'm going to put this next to my PS4 and see how they compare.
The permanent billboard is pretty nice.
You like that on the bottom there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like a vacuum cleaner.
It is.
The corner around the bottom.
It was really popular.
Oh, my God, it's the first Roomba.
But, yeah, it literally, this was meant to compete with the Intellivision, which had many degrees of motion in the controller. So the idea, Atari just said, we'll just put a million degrees of motion into the controller. It's going to be great. No, that sucks. But wait.
Also, that thing sparks when you try to plug it in.
Well, mine does. it's because...
Just thought I would bring that up.
That was another thing. The power...
nice move.
Yeah, the power really system nice is very unusual in this.
I got an extra beer, too. I don't know if that is like...
I'm kind of low. I'm getting low on this. Probably grabbing
off. We're just doing a little crosstalk back here. It's okay. It's beer. We're talking
Bastards.
About beer.
Well, that's okay.
Quit it.
I want to hear more burping out of New Bet, though. Wait, where'd she go?
I am New Bet. She went to burp in her lungs.
Well, you're pretty.
Thanks.
I thought you'd like that. All right, anyway. Yeah, the power for this actually went through the TV line, which is really unusual. So you'd plug into here, and this would be up on your TV, and you'd electrocute yourself all the freaking time. At I've only been shocked by it twice.
That sounds like a feature.
Rage quit. Mm-hmm. That's very right. considerate of them.
Yeah.
The original Rumble Pack.
That's right. The original Rumble Pack. Exactly.
Kids on Friday night sitting around the TV getting jolted.
All right, next. Next in our rogues gallery is the Atari 7800. Larry has stories about this one.
7800. Woo!
In my opinion, this is Atari's finest
dollar. The crowning jewel.
Yeah.
I have a... why did they go with 2600, 52, and then 72? Like, is there...
78. 78.
70, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. 26. I'm sorry.
There was a 7200, I believe.
Okay. Why did they start with 26?
I never heard of
it. Who fucking knows?
It was in the U.S. There's like a 20. There's a 2800, which is what this was.
Yeah.
I waited for him.
Nah, I can't remember. Anyway. Anyway, the Atari 7800, in my opinion, is Atari's crowning moment. This is like the system that nobody really bought until long after it was dead.
Because they figured it was another 5200.
They were hipsters. By then.
Whoa. You started it. What? You started the fire.
Thanks a lot, Billy Joel.
Evidently.
All right. So anyway,
what year did that come out? That it's not alcohol.
It was meant to come out, I believe, in 84.
They put out that instead.
2 years before.
Well, no, this is 82. This is a massive failure, so they had to come up with something
84
else.
84 on the 7800.
Yeah, so 1984, this originally came out. Now, it was in limited supply until about 86 because Tremel is an asshole. Jack Tremel, by the way, president of Commodore originally.
At that time.
Yeah, but he wanted to go beat up on Commodore because he was pissed at them, so he concentrated on computers, realized he wasn't making any money, and decided to sell these. The Atari 7800. Again. This is a beautiful system. Except for the controller.
some
issues.
Yeah, some issues.
They didn't redo the outside case, which is nice. They just made it significantly smaller.
Yeah, well...
They were just like, we don't need all again, this airspace.
Again, Sony, next machine, PlayStation 5.
Saying.
No, it's the PS4 Slim.
If it makes the dollop sounds, it's a bonus.
Yay! Ooh, so, it does do the paddle. These are... Yeah, that's old. These are independent buttons. Yeah. You'll notice...
it's a two-button system.
Right, and unlike this, and notice how these are. This is actually a prototype of this. You can tell this Atari 2600 controller is an early version of it. But this one only has one button, really. These are both wired to the same spot. This one actually, there's a little piece of metal in here that.
So it's the first and only controller that favored left-handers as well as right-handers.
This one did not. That one did. This one's got different buttons, so...
Yep.
Yeah, you're hosed. There was no switching it around for you.
So just like I've been pigeonholed into so right-hander computer controls.
Was press one key?
Yes.
Okay.
They didn't have to be real picky. They'd say press the key.
Press the key. There's two.
So there's this controller. Now, this is in the U.S., North America. What the rest of the freaking world got was this.
It's so
cute.
He's cute.
I'm gonna hold it up. Look at that.
The rest of the world got a better deal.
Except I am.
I think the rest of the world did probably get a better deal. Just playing with it is a little bit easier.
There's a spinner on that.
There's no spinner. You're gonna have to use a
spinner.
But that said, you can play more than 15 minutes of Galaga without your finger falling off, which is a big bonus. Another interesting thing. That this is very unusual for this time period. You can unscrew this, and boom, regular D-pad. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, what?
So it's more than meets the eye.
It's very bad.
It's a transformer.
Well, that helps. That stupid
transformers
thing.
More than meets the eye.
Yeah, you know what? Misthreading was really common on these.
Show me which way can put the bag.
So usually when you buy them, they're misthreaded. This one isn't, but that's unusual.
Wow. Can I meet Mr.
So favorite Atari 7800 game, Larry?
Well, mine is Food Fight.
Yeah,
I love Food Fight, and the funny thing is. I didn't know it was a video game port. I'd never seen it in the arcade.
You gotta let him talk, Ben.
Seen it in the arcade, and I just got this game. It looked kind of fun. You know, this trying to get some ice cream, and I just thought it seemed like a fun game. I got it. I loved it. And it was one of the first games that I know For a home system where you could start like on any level. You, if you like, were pretty good at it, and I actually was pretty good at it.
I hate you.
Hillary.
Mike, he's like, I don't know if I'm going to have the couch anymore.
So.
Okay.
You didn't have to go back to level 1 every time. You could start at level 15 or whatever and take off from there, which was a lot of fun. So that was my... I actually had a lot of 7800 games because the Big Lots at the time, and this was a few years after, you know.
Yeah.
What soda were you drinking
that day? Big Lots had...
Surge.
A lot of them for
what?
A buck.
Oh, you're
so
kidding.
Yeah. So basically, like almost all the games were there for.
And Larry never gets rid of anything. So,
no. Well, see, in the midst of my divorce, I had to kind of hide that. So.
Oh wait, except for his ex-wife. I wasn't gonna say it, but
so I took it over to a friend's house, and then I kind of lost contact with that friend. And after Midwest Gaming Class, I'm like, oh, I should go check that guy's out and see if he's still around or whatever. So I went over to the house, and the house had, like, fallen in. And so I'm like, well, I guess that's it for my 7800 stuff.
Rifle through the debris, and lo and behold,
there it is, glowing.
I thought about doing that.
Glowing like, gold.
I better just get out of here.
Ocarina of Time, he opens a big chest.
Ben! What'd you have to say?
7800 was backwards compatible, right?
Yes, 2600, yeah, good point.
So you can play 2600 games.
Yeah, you can play some badass Outlaw.
But that's not a 7800 game.
And it will.
Did it work on the 7800? Did it play on the 7800?
Yeah.
Then it's a 7800 game!
And it will give you hand cramps when you're playing it.
Will it work on a 2600?
Yeah. By that, like,
it's not a 7800 game. It's a 2600 game.
Yeah, but what if I don't have a 2600 anymore and I only have a 7800? So then I just plug it into the 7800 and I don't know that it works in the 2600. So
are we really going to have the nerdiest conversation about this ever?
Yeah. Pretty much. Pretty
it's
much.
Us.
Yeah. Yeah. You're wrong.
Larry.
You're just wrong.
Wrong. Larry, can
you're
you...
wrong.
Oh, do you have something, Tom?
No, only from the standpoint is...
Oh, shit.
There are games that were on several systems. I mean,
money,
I was on several systems, it was just... The 7800 version was a very good version of it. So...
It was the best damn version.
I will give
it.
Him that. If you are only playing on your 7800, yes, then that is the best game
really
you
game
play
game
on the
7800.
And you have no other
suckle
game.
Away.
No, that is a good game, though.
Yes. Just
now, last year at the Midwest Gaming Classic, I did pick up a new game for the 7800.
And here comes the warning.
No, I didn't.
I love the 7800 warning.
I picked up a light gun game. I already had a crossbow, which, oddly enough, came in a 2600 version and a 7800 version. It was fairly blocky and bad in 7800, so I couldn't even imagine how terrible it was in 2600.
Like throwing rocks
at
the screen.
But I picked up Barnyard, which is a light gun game, and basically you're down at the farm, and Grandpa's going to teach you how to shoot. And you start shooting stationary things like watermelons and stuff, and you move on up to, you know, killing small critters.
Family dog that got sick.
I believe that's the final
shed.
One. That's the boss round.
All right, son, I need you to take Old Yeller out back. I don't have the heart to do it myself.
But you're a child, and I trained you how to shoot cans.
little Amos is Jehovah's Witnesses.
It'll explode like a beer.
And there
was
more
like
listeners right there.
So, and
sorry, dog lovers.
Actually, I don't actually have us. There were 7800 light guns, but they were pretty rare. But you could use the light gun for the 400
or the XL, which
the
is
XL.
Basically the same damn thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Package.
And that's the one. The version I have is the XL.
The XL.
Now you're throwing shit up.
The 400 was Atari's home computer. They made the 400. They also made a computer called the XL.
It wasn't. Well, all right. Here's the thing with the XL.
You're making this.
I do not count the XL as a console, although it was marketed as a console,
but it wasn't
with
a
keyboard.
It was not.
Because it had a keyboard, I don't count it as a console. So
no, it
does
was,
not
it was
make
a console. It was kind of their attempt at a home computer.
They're
to
all senile.
It was a crossover.
We're gonna
it was
take
a
pool home
yes.
later.
It was a crossdresser.
It's nice.
That too.
It was a transvestite.
Wait a minute.
The XL is a transvestite. That I said.
No,
it.
It's a crossdresser.
Atari is a
sorry, fine. It's a crossdresser.
Yeah.
We took their canes
off. It has boobs.
Boobs!
You're right. Well, transvestite. All right. Halfway there.
All right.
Transvestite and cross-dress are the same thing in my mind.
Surgery was not complete.
The surgery was not complete.
Cross-dressers do not necessarily want to be females. Or males.
They're not always gay.
Correct.
That's right.
They just like to dress.
Sometimes they just find comfort.
Whereas a transvestite.
What we're saying is sexuality is a spectrum.
And
brought it back! Oh, yes!
Wait a minute. No, we're not talking about the spectrum computers.
Go wherever you want.
Spectrum,
I'm sorry, you're right. We're not talking about spectrum computers.
Right. That's Sinclair. We're doing
sexuality is a rainbow.
Sexuality is a common
of Atari games over the years.
Oh, God.
That
was beautiful. But anyway, we were going to bring up the Jaguar,
wait, nobody
but
else has a 7800?
You got a Jaguar?
Really made it to me.
No, 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 no.
There's a really good
I
racing
gotta say
game on 7800. What is it?
Yeah, that's a really good version of
that. That was one of the best
racing
home
game
versions.
There's a really good racing game
on Position 2.
Okay.
No,
it came with
there
it.
Was,
yeah!
And it is a good version.
It is a good
also,
version.
Also,
no, we had it, right? Oh. And you could, like, select all these crazy different levels, and there was airplanes and cars
a couple
and tanks.
My brain kind of mushes all the
things. Yeah, that's
all it was, the one with the toggle switches. And the craziness where you'd be like, select level, all right, just
the
right
7800?
I think so.
No, that was 2600, maybe?
That was it. We had a
2600. Target Fund?
We had 2600.
Battlefield?
Battlefield is the game you're talking about.
They had an overlay.
But there
for
was
the
a,
tiles.
I'm
no,
was
Air Sea Combat,
that.
Maybe? Air,
could
well,
be
that
was there was like a racing game. It looked like NES
was a Sears version
or something.
My first console was an original PlayStation, so I'm a little out of my depth.
I do think mm-hmm. about that as you were explaining.
You're a midget in a puddle.
Yes.
When he pulled up the controller and said, "Yeah, this is what you grew, you know, what we all know," and I'm thinking, you know what? I bet there's a whole generation that has no idea.
Yeah, we're a 2-generation podcast. You guys realize that?
We're a 3-generation.
Yeah. 3-generation.
I say we're a 4-generation podcast because Tom really is.
I'm actually
generation nice. Before me.
Yeah.
You oh, I was like, whoa, Trev's making babies?
Well, I mean, technically,
whoa.
Yeah, I
it's in
so.
His belly.
That's why he's got the Oculus Rift.
That's
so
right.
So he in the womb.
Yeah. Oculus
oh,
womb.
The scientific applications.
Oh, my God.
Well, as usual, we've drifted off topic enough that I'm about ready to close this one.
We have a topic.
Oh, wait. Anything else on the 7800?
7800 was a great system.
I think it was my favorite. We're not really going to talk about the Jaguar because I think we can get a whole episode out of the Jaguar.
I agree.
With
a little help from our friends.
The Jaguar people. We're going to have to pick off some Jagfest people because they're really good with it.
Now where you been? You'll make the days roll on by. Blasting bombs out of the sky. Well, you know deep down that it's gonna be a hummer. Cause nobody's hotter than Atari this summer. Nobody's hotter than Atari this summer.
This summer, the really hot video games come from Atari. We've got Centipede, Ms. Pac-Man, Vanguard, and Galaxian. If you thought it was going to be just another summer, Atari is going to turn your head around.
The hot names, the hot games, the hot deals. Yeah, it's gonna be a hummer, cause nobody's hotter than Atari this summer. Nobody's hotter than Atari this summer. Yeah!
3, 2, and 1.
We're back!
Yeah, with guys, games, and beer.
Like that dinosaur movie.
Like that dinosaur movie.
What have we been playing?
Back. That's an awesome movie.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Matt, I love you when you drink.
What about me?
You get angry and
you
you're okay.
Last time you got drunk, you yelled.
Slurry.
And slurry.
You yelled, kick him in the balls at me.
No.
You're off camera.
To me, it was punch him in the balls, and it was at the very beginning of the episode.
Kick him in the balls!
Sorry, you're already drunk before the show even started. Irresponsible.
Yeah, it was irresponsible.
Wow.
I gotta say. So, you Matt, what you been playing?
I've been playing more of The Wolf Among Us. I've actually run out of chapters. I'm waiting for the third chapter to come out. But
so you did spend the big $5, huh?
I spent the big $5 and got me a second chapter. And I got all the way through it and was pissed that I couldn't play anymore. I just found the scene of the crime and found a possible suspect at who killed the person. It's kind of exciting. I just want the third to get here ready.
No!
No!
Don't do
I'm
it!
I'm not going to say anything.
Say anything, otherwise I will punch you in the face.
Ah! You're not going to touch my balls! I'll deal with it.
Alex, what have you been playing? I have been playing Stronghold Kingdoms. It's a free-to-play, sort of like Civilization-type game. It's pretty fun.
I kind of figured.
Yeah. Sorry. Larry, what you been playing?
Well, let's see. Board game-wise, I've been playing Power Surge, and that's a fun game.
Power Thirst!
Oh, hey, that reminds me.
With new flavors like gun!
There's a grudge match that has to be finished here, too.
Oh, all right.
Gun!
So it's kind of like Ticket to Ride. In a way, it's sort of connecting, except instead of connecting trains, you're connecting cities and you're with power. So that's a power grid.
Sweet.
That's a fun game. Billy Idol. Video game wise, I'm still in the world of Skyrim, and that's probably good. Although I want to get done with Skyrim because I bought on clearance.
You'll never get done with Skyrim.
I know.
It's a Skyrim.
You have to pull a me. You have to pull a me and then lose interest.
I kind of get to that point a little bit. Like, I'm not really sure what I'm doing anymore. It's like I'm having a midlife gaming crisis.
I just have so many side quests.
Maybe the world's too open because I like. It's kind of stupid. Like
he became a used horse salesman.
I shouldn't like be able to do certain things. I've developed
like
my character
horse
as a bard. I mean, as a clearly a berserker. Right? He's based on Conan. I basically made the character based on Conan.
Entirely. Yeah. Berserker and bard.
I know. And somehow I'm a bard now.
You just
seem
too crazy, man.
And I'm a werewolf. And champions. I'm also an assassin.
Oh,
and it's just like. Kind of ridiculous how open it is. You know, it's like I can just do anything. So it's kind of like,
and
I don't know, it's getting boring a little bit.
Because
I bought Risen 2 on clearance at Chopco, and I'm excited to play that, but I feel like I'm not really done with Skyrim yet.
You bought Risen 2.
What the god of Skyrim?
Chase the dragon.
Not
even play Skyrim. Skyrim.
You bought Risen 2.
You're the only guy.
What's wrong with Risen 2?
Like, says where you bought everything. That's exactly where you bought it. Like, I was at Big Lots. I Chapco. Kmart 30 years ago. I know.
I was at a dumpster outside of Taco Bell. That's where I got the latest copy of.
Hey, I went pee there once when I was Sneak King.
I'm helping out a little bit. We'll give Chopco a little love. You know?
Pole position. Oh, yeah. Jonah, what have you been playing?
Minecraft.
Yeah, he set up another server. He's got it all hacked up in the back room now.
Yeah, but he does. He actually took his hand off the mouse. He's actually engaged with us.
Hi. Matt, what have you been playing?
Titanfall.
He's been waiting. We had to do this segment because of this.
You. I was so excited to talk about it. There have been, well, honestly, I've only really seen one negative review, and he made some solid points. It's just some guy I know on Google Plus. He's a doctor, though, so it's okay.
Doctor Plus.
Yes.
Doctor Plus.
He and I are the only two people on Google Plus.
I'm on Google Plus. I actually
talks to each other on Google Plus. That's
actually, in the Android community, everyone talks on Google Plus.
I'm
but we're
I'm
all
on
the
Google
rips.
Plus, man. I talk on it.
I'm Android.
There are a lot of Android folks on Google Plus.
You kind of have to do it.
Anyway, totally off topic. I played Titanfall in the beta, which, by the way, I applied the day that I found out that there was a beta, which was the day it started. So I didn't get in initially, but then one of my friends who got into the beta, because he had applied like 2 weeks before, said, hey, I saw this thing on Reddit where people were talking to EA support and asking to get into the beta, and they got in. So I opened a support ticket with EA, and within an hour, I got an email back from EA that said, yeah, it's added to your Origin account. Go
and
ahead
and
around
install the corner.
It. Essentially, yes, I got it in my butthole.
In his mouth hole.
No, I didn't give that up so easy.
He's waiting for some
DLC. He needs to be able to talk while it's happening.
Yes. So I installed it, and It was really fun. It was very different from any other mech game I've ever played because...
You don't get a mech right away.
Well, right. You don't get a mech right away. You are... The character you play...
You really don't
spam.
Get a mech.
The character you play is a pilot.
A pirate?
So you are a Titan pirate.
I can't
everyone
take this anymore.
Well, it...
I want... I'm hearing Trojan, butt pirate... And I'm just...
That's taken to the mouth from EA.
Yeah, I just... Sorry, I'm okay now. Really. Sorry.
I loved it.
Broke your stride.
And it was just a very fun game to play. Just because it was so more different than any other first-person shooter, mech game.
I mean,
it was really fun to take, you know, on both ends.
I just think it's funny, like, when you actually get into your Titan, the Titan's just like, get over here, get inside
that,
me.
That actually...
yeah, that's what she said.
It was actually one of the most well-done parts of the beta, is the animations for you getting into your Titan. Because the thing literally swoops you off the ground and stuffs you inside of it.
Sweeps you off
it's
the
kinda
feet
cool.
And crams it in its heart hole.
Kinda, yeah. And also, one of the coolest attacks there is when you, in a Titan, are fighting another Titan, if you time your melee attack well enough, you will reach inside of the Titan you're fighting and pull the pilot out and throw them to their death. It is one of the coolest goddamn things I've ever seen.
That's a headshot.
That's a critical hit.
Like, that in and of itself is worth it to play the game. Like, going, like, literally reaching in and doing a Kali Ma on another mech, pulling out a pilot going, and just throwing it against a building to kill it. Like, one of the coolest things I've seen in a game.
Too bad they don't burst.
I think that's what they did.
That would be awesome. But blood-based. It was...
Yeah, they did a neat grab.
It was... Yes. There were a lot... They only had...
Pilot me.
Three game modes. And there are... There are like three times that many in the full game, and maybe there's a story. Who cares? The multiplayer.
He left
awesome.
Himself open for it.
Oh, ah! Stop!
In the butthole and the mouth.
Wow. Well, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what the general consensus was.
Genital
system setup.
Consensus.
The genital consensus. It is PC and Xbox One.
You can get it for Xbox One right now. You can get it. It is open for beta.
Beta is also
on
the
beta
PC.
Ended today.
Oh, they actually.
If you want
to
play it like
well,
a man.
That means
the beta ends
Xbox
on the
One.
18th, and that's today. So the beta is over as of today. I'm not sure what time.
We're adults here. We play on PCs. Let's just.
We are part of the PC Master Race. None of us have Xbox Ones.
One of us.
This high.
Bye, Brian.
Sorry, Brian. Well, he doesn't even have one either, so he's. Whatever.
Let's not get into that again.
He's not even here.
He's not here to defend himself. And I don't hate the Xbox One.
Right. I just like to rip on it because it's selling like shit in comparison to PS4. It's not a bad system, but the two friends that I have that have it, they love their Xbox Ones. That's fine. I have no interest in buying one because I have a PC at home and I just play all my games on that. But yeah, Titanfall... I mean, I haven't pre-ordered a game since Borderlands 2. I might pre-order Titanfall. It actually swayed me that much. Nice. It was that fun.
Produced by Treyarch Games.
Actually, no, which one?
Well, because Matt's really rude and just wants to talk about his experience with EA, I actually did some multiplayer gaming on a PC that was actually a game that's been created in the past decade. We played some Borderlands 2.
Together!
Yep.
Oh, that's
last
special.
Time I, you know, I did that, like, 16-hour stand of just, like, gaming! Yeah, no.
I don't like playing Borderlands 2 with other people. We played one time. It's just, like, I don't get the story then. You know, it's just, like, everybody...
Right, no, you absolutely boom, boom. Should definitely
play it once
play Borderlands.
Through.
Yeah. You either should play it once through by yourself, or play it with another person, only with that other person, like, at the same time.
And that
time.
Person has to be slow like me and like to look at, like, every... blade of grass.
Oh, no, don't
you
worry.
Have to find
I do that
all
shit
that
too.
Loot. You have to jump around.
Yeah.
This is Assassin's Creed, first person shooter. Jump around, jump around, jump around, jump around.
Yeah, you,
I got on top of it. Yay.
Yeah, you especially absolutely miss the story if you don't play through by yourself.
Especially
the first
when
time.
You just get that simple mission of shooting someone in the face.
That's the glorious mission, and I loved it.
It was,
oh,
it was
like
my
initiation.
God.
Just shoot me in the face. I don't know.
Shoot me.
My favorite mission was.
Sweet.
My favorite mission was Jack asking you to kill yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good mission.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was funny. Yeah, you could kill yourself.
Yeah. And he does give you a lot of money, but you get a lot of iridium if you don't kill yourself. So don't kill yourself, because iridium is harder
so
to
much
find.
Better.
Not really.
It's not actually better.
Yeah, by the way, if you haven't played Borderlands 2 yet, it's like a year and a half.
If you've been waiting
now,
for it to come
so
out on the
yeah,
Vita.
Yeah, you might want to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
been
on,
for you.
And it's
and
been
I
on sale
games.
On Steam like a billion fucking times.
Yeah.
And for a dollar.
Yeah, serious. I had it, and I just didn't install it, and I installed it.
I actually used their latest sale to buy the 2 DLC I didn't have for it yet. So
I don't even know what DLC stands for.
Woo!
Downloadable content.
Wow, really? I totally knew that. I was playing into it. That I
dick loaded with crap.
He's dumb.
Mike!
What you been playing?
I've been actually playing...
With himself!
That too.
Who has it?
Let's just be honest here, alright?
Oh, yeah, I also played this thing. Which the is links. Bigger than the Game Gear. And I don't understand it.
You know what
but
the nice thing about having an Atari Lynx was in school is that no kid would
you
try
and
steal it from you. Because you could beat the crap out of them with it.
Self-defense. Yep. They really need to take that in consideration, portables these days.
The geek
it should come with a gun.
Yeah.
All right, dude, sorry about that.
But I've actually been playing a couple games. Like I'm still playing Smite here and there. I actually jumped on to Far Cry.
Yay!
Far Cry 3.
It's a good game.
I was playing that all day on Sunday.
Good call.
And just for the couple of times I was just playing with The Witcher, the first one, since there was a Steam sale
great
on
game.
It for like it, the past hour.
Did you make it to that Far Cry 3 point where you're just kind of like going, why am I still doing this?
Yep.
If you sit there, because you get to that point, there's like this point like right in the middle where you're kind of just like, why am I still doing this anymore? I just
because
can't.
The map is just too
more.
That's what she said.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like taking, it's like, go to this tower, take over the camp. So I'm not even halfway through the fucking story yet.
And you get to the point where you're just joyriding and doing stupid crap for a while.
Yeah. I gotta hunt this beast to get this thing. I have to hunt this thing to get this thing.
I've got an oxen shotgun now. Great. I'm really happy with
it's
myself.
Actually a pouch.
It shoots oxen.
Sheep handled.
It's actually a pouch.
Wow.
Well, it's a pouch, actually,
just
Dad.
Say it.
Just saying, loser.
I wanted the free game. Guns in the game. When you do the radio towers, it's like, you have to do them. You can't spend like $1,400 unless you're planning to like spend your whole entire time killing people and finding
stuff.
It's
way easier to grab the...
It's just easier.
Buying a gun.
Yep, right. It's like a nest egg. Tom, what have you been playing?
Super Glove Ball.
Oh, yay.
And eBay.
Oh, wow.
How's it going now? Do you got that working?
Dude, perfect.
And because you have a regular Nintendo.
Running on a regular Nintendo.
Yeah, we used to play this back in the day, Tom.
You know, well, not a Super Glove Ball we used to play. This is Super Glove Ball.
Wait,
so
we're
playing each other's balls.
Wait, is that
power glove?
The last game we tried to use it didn't work very well.
It doesn't work with fake Nintendo.
It doesn't work with fake
they
Nintendo.
They don't have power. It takes a lot of power. Power.
They don't have
power. Now you're playing with power!
Yeah, I have a gun game for the NES that doesn't work on the fake one, but I'm wondering if it'd work on a regular.
Probably again.
Is it gumshoe?
Really has to do with the power issues.
It's not gumshoe.
There's just not enough power on that port to power external devices on your.
Do you got a gun for your NES?
Yeah, I do.
I was going to trade you something else, too.
Next try.
That's more crap. Yeah,
you got to wait.
Yeah, so. But, yeah. So,
maybe I'll bring gumshoe again to the Midwest Kingdom.
You need a power glove?
No, not really.
I actually
won't work on my cheap Nintendo.
I will not. So, but you're right. You have to reveal that. Yes. So yeah. So and actually, I just ordered a new connector for my my NES. I'm going to put a brand new connector, a new 72-pin connector in it to get it back to pristine. So yeah. I've been playing Super Glove Ball.
She's gonna purr like a kitten.
You know what I did this weekend? I fixed. I worked on the power glove. Make sure that was in good working order. I worked on the activator.
the ring. It's amazing. Got that working in perfect order. And
did you take a chest thump?
No, that was the...
That was the menacer. No.
Interactor.
Yes, the interactor. I get all my...
The intercourser.
The intercourser.
That thing actually almost reminds me of the... In that ping pong
movie. I saw somebody playing Modern Warfare 3 wearing it. You take thumps, dude. Exactly. That thing hurts.
It's got a low-level defibrillator in it.
Yeah, because we might need to restart your heart. So basically, I worked on a lot of Midwestern Game Classic hardware this weekend.
Good for you.
Yeah. So we're good to go.
Travis.
I have been playing a lot of Animal Crossing New Leaf, which is pretty fantastic.
Okay, now wait. Travis, why are you playing Animal Crossing New Leaf?
Duh.
Wait.
I picked up the girlfriend. I got her a DS, so we would play together.
She's coming to the nets.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to really into she also stole my copy of Super Mario 3D Land. So.
Really?
Oh, that ain't right, man.
What a bitch.
Travis, have you gotten her to play Pokemon yet?
No, I figured it started off slow.
Don't want to start on the hard drugs just yet.
Yeah,
that's true.
Don't
start her out on meth.
We've been having a lot of fun with that. And then I got back into APB Reloaded, which is basically Cops and Robbers.
You've been big on that lately.
It's a good game. It really is. And, like, they're going to be upgrading their engine to the newest version of the Unreal pretty soon because they basically had it on a really customized early Unreal 3 engine before. So it's made it very hard to update and tweak things to. Because they have to, every time they do any sort of patching or updates, they have to tweak everything to all the custom scripting that Real-Time Worlds did. Some free-to-play company bought it out after the company went bankrupt. So, but I mean...
Yeah, big surprise.
It's a pretty... Yeah, I mean...
They had a terrible business model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was...
Great game, though.
Yeah. And so, basically, I've been playing that, and it's been a lot of fun. It's really customizable, and it's gotten pretty solid, so... I'm currently shooting the fuck out of people right now. I have
cool.
Right
and their right. customization, their like the vector graphics.
The customization
that was super.
Yeah, they've
cool.
got basically a vector based graphics editor in it. So and people have created the most elaborate stuff. I mean, anything you can think of.
Tried people, doing the Mad Max Interceptor.
Yep,
it's really cool. It's kind of hard to get like,
difficult because I mean like, you're perfect. Using basic shapes to make it. I found there are a few cheats to you. Basically, you can. Basically put an image in front of the game screen and kind of recreate it that way if you put it kind of opaque. I made a few things like the V for Guy Fawkes mask, things like that way. So even if
you cheap bastard!
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, even if you don't know how to do stuff, I mean, it's pretty much copying and
so tracing. I could, like, take, like, tracing paper and, like, put it in front of my monitor with a picture on it and then...
No, you can get digital. Just, you can get a browser window and make it partly
opaque.
Yeah. So, I've been doing that, and I bought 6 copies for $5 a pop.
Holy sh!
On Newegg.
Nike!
So, I'm going to have a land night of that, so everybody can come join me. And
can we touch vectors?
Yeah, totally.
Hey, man, you just tell me
no,
when.
Don't cross the streams!
Rob, what have you been playing?
I've been playing with my... Oh, forget it. Other than that, I picked up the Vita again.
Velveeta?
I
love Kai!
Why, Rob? Why did you pick it up? I'm just curious.
Did you rage quit that?
Yeah, because they weren't coming out with anything. Yeah, but when you've got PlayStation Plus, they like throw a bunch of free games at you, which is enough to turn anybody's head.
Yeah.
So I've been returning to the Vita. I did actually buy something for it, but I bought it off of their online store. I bought a LlamaSoft game. Remember Jeff Minter?
No.
Yes.
No.
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 You
don't.
Expand on that, or are we just going to go down memory
lane? I
think
I'm just going to let it go with that. No. I've been playing TXK.
Yes, it's kicking.
Which is his latest game. This is his latest game. It's yet another swing at the Tempest type of gameplay. It's all vector based. You're going around in circles, shooting things that are in the center. It's really, really good, though. He's done a really good job. Minter's games, you know, I've always said this. You either love Minter's games or you're an asshole. And I love Minter games, so...
But you thought you were the other.
Yeah, you know, that really didn't work so hot for me, did it?
No.
Come to find out.
So which is it, Rob?
Well, apparently I'm a mentor-loving asshole. Oh, my damn. But anyway, I've been playing TXK. It's pretty. It's on sale right now for about $7 on the PlayStation Store, and it's well worth it. It's probably worth the $10 he was originally asking for it, too. It's fun. It's got a lot of power-ups. It's got a lot of action going. It's thumping. Nice graphics. You know, he likes to try and give you, an epileptic seizure if he can, and I really like that stuff.
Seizure causing robots.
That's right, basically. And that's what I've been playing.
What's on the TV?
All right,
pretty much.
I guess that brings us to what point?
It brings us to the end of the game.
Yeah, we've been going way too fucking long.
We're way over.
What if Larry and Matt
can keep what we've learned down to a short.
No, if they just don't
sentence.
Add.
They can.
To be fair. Right.
No, stop.
Shut up, doctor. Last
shut
word.
Right next to the tree.
Alright.
You go ahead. What have you learned?
Nothing.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, fuck you too.
I was actually talking to Matt.
Yeah, no, he was. That's a thing we have. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
You guys are jackasses.
Not to you, just to each other.
Next person.
Okay, next person.
Alex, what did you learn?
I'm the generation that's right before Atari, so all the Atari talk actually helped me break up which ones are good and bad and all that stuff.
There you go.
See?
So I learned it.
Larry, what did you learn?
There may actually be a mech game worth checking out coming out, so I'm kind of excited about
PC.
That.
PC! Woo! Jonah, what have you learned?
I don't really know.
You're paying attention to
I learned that I learned from people learning. Learn.
That was
okay, thanks, Jonah.
That was just power.
That was a good one.
That was Jonah like 2 weeks
Matt,
ago.
Matt, what have you learned?
Yeah, dude.
I have learned that the Atari 5200 was a hot pile of garbage before that was a phrase.
Yeah, and we didn't even plug it in. That's how bad it was.
Because it could start a fire!
Right.
That is true. Dad, what did you learn?
I learned that I should have really asked the question of, did you guys order, delivery on the 5200? Because there was, why was there the phone on it? Why did it have the 9 digits?
Well, you should have
asked that. It's too late now.
They showed it.
But you didn't pre-order.
I learned to ask the question, Mike.
There was no such thing as pre-orders back then.
No, there was.
No, he's talking about phone orders.
Yeah, because it looks like a phone.
Beep, beep, beep.
It does look a bit like a phone.
It's laid out like
a phone. Well, it's just a number pad.
Noob, what did you learn?
Now you ask.
Yeah, I'm going to ask old people a question.
Yeah, an even better question.
Stop rambling, Travis. Tom!
This is why Ben's not hosting.
Thank you. It's Travis!
What's happening? I don't know. Who?
Pointing.
Tom, what have you learned?
The usual. We digress way too much on way too many subjects.
But I digress.
Oops. But I digress. Travis! What did you learn?
I play video games because that's all I have to distract me from your guys' digressions.
What a jackass. Sometimes
our digressions.
Is that the whole podcast?
Pretty much.
I was playing video games too. But
I learned.
After a while.
But you still talked over everybody.
Oh!
And Travis even heard that with his headphones on.
Right? And I still got second place. On the kill sheet here.
The first loser.
Happy day, Travis. Getting a little chippy around here.
But he's got silver, which means he can kill werewolves.
Ooh, that's true.
Travis won.
He's good.
I've learned that somebody's a little grumpy pants.
Yeah, he's really not.
Thanks for watching, guys. Games and beer.
Yeah.